ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu's founding president, Aati George Sokomanu, has added his voice to the growing chorus of concern at the government's so-called cash for passports policy. The issue's been in the local news a lot recently, with reports there's been a surge in the number of passports being sold to foreigners under the various citizenship by investment schemes. It was thrown further into the spotlight recently with the arrest and subsequent deportation of six Chinese nationals, some of who obtained Vanuatu citizenship. Mr. Sokomanu says the selling of citizenship is a slap in the face to those who fought for Vanuatu's independence.
We struggled to achieve our independence from France and England, and now to sell passports again, it's one of our identity, and to me, we got out of one problem, and now we're putting ourselves in again.
So you think that, in a way, it devalues Vanuatu citizenship?
Yes, indeed, yes. I feel that we achieve a name, and now put it on sale, and people are coming in, and we don't know what we're inviting, and it's one of the things that the government should look at very, very carefully. I mean, there are the means of getting finances for the government, and passport is not to be one of the things that the government will base its hope on to raise money for each budget.
On that issue, it seems as though there's been a surge in passport sales in recent years, and that's led to a surge in the amount of non-tax revenue collected by the government. If they were to come out publicly, they might say that it's an important source of revenue, one that we now need. What do you think about that argument?
Not sure whether, the government has raised enough money to tell the people of Vanuatu that, what they did was right. And to this present moment, we really don't know how much they have got from sales of passport, but certainly people will be questioning the government to come out with telling them how much they've gained.
Is one of the problems with this issue about passport sales the fact that this government and previous governments have not really come out clearly to explain the policy, to say how many passports have been sold, who they've been sold to, and how much money has been raised?
Yes, it's an issue, Leon. It's an issue because it's a property owned by the nation. And if the government sells them, they ought to provide information as to how much have they collected and so on. And also the way that some of us see that, people applying and people buying it, the agents that are use the sale of the passport make money out of it, And I, for one, do not think that it's right for the government to do that.
The news that some of those Chinese nationals who are arrested, that they had Vanuatu citizenship would worry you as well, I'm guessing.
Yes, indeed. Give you an example. I got out from a plane in Brisbane, and a lady immediately in front of me was a Chinese, and she was holding a green passport. It was a Vanuatu passport. She doesn't speak any, doesn't speak English, or, except Mandarin. And, getting people like that coming to Vanuatu, it's not on.